Figures 27 through 31 are related to the flight plan in Figure 27 and the flight log in Figure 28. Figure 27 is the partially filled out flight plan showing an IFR training flight in a Cessna 182 departing Medford, cruising 8,000 via the NATS 1 departure, Mourne transition, Victor 121, with a destination Eugene. The equipment code suffix is missing from the flight plan form. However, the aircraft equipment status in Figure 27 indicates the aircraft has a transponder with mode C and DME. Therefore, the equipment code suffix should be slant alpha. Figure 28 is the flight log for the flight plan in Figure 27. The flight log shows six legs of a flight, and two of those legs, the first and last, have the time en route already given. Figure 28 requires the calculation of time en route for four legs. In one of those four legs, the average ground speed of 135 knots is already given, requiring ground speed calculations for just three of the legs and time en route calculations for four of the legs. Magnetic variation of 20 degrees east is also given in Figure 28. Figure 29 shows the ILS runway 16 approach to Eugene. Also an excerpt from the airport facility directory for Eugene Mahlon Suite Field. The runway layout in the lower right-hand corner of the approach plate shows the airport diagram indicating a touchdown zone elevation for runway 16 of 363 feet. In the profile view, underneath the procedure turn altitude, is the glide slope angle, indicating 3 degrees. Using a ground speed of 90 knots on the ILS final approach course, what rate of descent should be used as a reference to maintain the ILS glide slope? Using the glide slope angle of 3 degrees and the ground speed of 90 knots, the rate of descent required is found in Legend 21. Entering the table at the 3-degree row and moving across to the 90-knot ground speed column, the table shows 478 feet per minute is the rate of descent required to maintain a 3-degree glide slope using a ground speed of 90 knots. In the communication section of the airport facility directory, the hours of operation of Eugene Tower are shown with reference to Z time. What are the hours of operation? Local standard time for the control tower at Eugene? The very first line of text of the airport facility directory underneath the name indicates how many hours need to be subtracted from Z time in order to convert the time entry. The Eugene Tower hours of operation are shown as 14Z to 08Z. To convert to local standard time, 8 hours are subtracted. 8 hours subtracted from 14Z is 08Z, and 8 hours subtracted from 08Z is 00Z. During periods of standard time, the hours of operation of Eugene Tower are 08Z to 00Z, local standard time. Figure 30 shows the NATS 1 departure procedure for Medford, including a departure route description spelling out the procedure for flying the Mourne transition as indicated on the flight plan. Also, Figure 30 shows an excerpt from the airport facility directory for Medford-Jackson County Airport. The plan view of the NATS 1 departure procedure contains a note: this SID requires a minimum climb rate of 400 feet per nautical mile to 4,100 feet for obstacle clearance. Using an average ground speed of 120 knots, the minimum rate of climb which must be maintained to meet the required climb rate in feet per nautical mile to 4,100 feet can be found by going to Legend 16. Enter at 400, then move across to the ground speed of 120 knots, and the corresponding value is 800 feet per minute climb required. Another way of calculating the rate of climb required is by applying the formula minimum rate of climb needed equals climb rate required times ground speed divided by 60. 400 times the ground speed of 120 knots divided by 60 equals 800 feet per minute, which is the minimum rate of climb needed to comply with this SID. In the Airport Facility Directory excerpt, directly underneath Radio Aids to Navigation, in parentheses, is the letter H. Next to it is AB VORTAC. AB stands for Automatic Broadcast. In this case, H, or high, is the designation of the Medford VORTAC. Standard service volumes for VORTACs are found in Legend 27. At our cruising altitude of 8,000 feet, the standard high altitude service volume is 40 nautical miles. Note also in the airport facility directory, under the class of VORTAC, there is a listing of unusable radials. There are two columns of unusable radials. There is a column on the right indicating 280 degrees to 345 degrees beyond 30 nautical miles below 6,500. Our departure procedure has us flying on the 15 DME arc to intercept the 333 degree radial. Which restriction to the use of the Medford VORTAC would be applicable to the NATS 1 departure morn transition? The 333 degree radial beyond 30 nautical miles below 6,500 feet. Also referring to Figure 30, during the arc portion of the instrument departure procedure, a left crosswind is encountered. Where should the bearing pointer of an RMI be referenced relative to the wingtip to compensate for wind drift and maintain the 15 DME arc? While flying a right-hand arc with a crosswind from the left, the RMI bearing pointer will be behind the right wingtip. Figure 30 Alpha is related to Figure 30 with regard to a question: what is your position relative to NATS intersection and the instrument departure routing? Figure 30 Alpha shows an RMI indication with a frequency of 365 tuned to the ADF side, that's the locator middle marker, and the Medford VORTAC is tuned to the VOR side, 113.6. The tail of the thin needle indicates your position is on the 280 bearing from the locator middle marker, and the tail of the thick double-barreled needle indicates that you are on approximately the 225 degree radial from the Medford VORTAC. If your location is on the 280 bearing from the locator middle marker, that is slightly north of the 270 bearing, so your position is going to be slightly to the right of course. NATS intersection is on the 216 degree radial. The tail of the VOR needle indicates that you are approximately on the 225 degree radial. That radial would indicate that you are past NATS intersection and right of course. Figure 31 is an en route low altitude chart segment showing the departure airport at the lower part of the page and the destination at the top of the page. Part of the route of the flight is shown, beginning with morn intersection on the 333 degree radial from the Rogue Valley VORTAC, 31 miles, connecting to Victor 121, 19 miles to Roseburg, 38-mile leg from Roseburg to North Bend, and a 59-mile leg from the North Bend VORTAC to the Eugene VORTAC. Part of the route that is not shown in Figure 31 is indicated in Figure 30, that is the distance along the DME arc from Merley intersection to Morn intersection. In order to calculate the distance flown on a DME arc, a formula is applied. Miles flown on a DME arc equals DME distance times number of degrees of bearing change divided by 60. From the information given in Figure 28, you already have the estimated time en route for the first leg. It's indicated as 11 minutes, and you have the time en route for the last leg, 10 minutes. The distance along the DME arc begins at Merley intersection, indicated on figure 30. The arc begins on the 251 degree radial and ends on the 333 degree radial to join the airway. Calculate the number of degrees of bearing change between the 251 radial and the 333 degree radial. The number of degrees of bearing change between the two radials is 82. The distance of 15 DME times 82 divided by 60 equals 20.5 miles. 20.5 miles will be flown from the 251 radial to the 333 degree radial along the 15 DME arc. Figure 30 indicates the distance from the 333 degree radial at 15 DME to Mourne intersection as 16 miles. 16 miles is added to 20.5 miles to equal 36.5 nautical miles distance from Merley intersection to Mourne intersection. With the ground speed given in Figure 28 for the leg from Merley intersection to Mourne intersection, that value of 36.5 nautical miles, when divided by the ground speed of 135 knots given and multiplied times 60, results in 16.2 minutes, or 16 minutes, 12 seconds estimated time en route from Merley intersection to Mourne intersection. In order to calculate the ground speed and estimated time en route for the remaining three legs, we refer to the winds aloft given. For 9,000 feet, winds aloft 220 degrees true, 15 knots, temperature minus 5. True airspeed given in Figure 27 and Figure 28 is 155 knots. Magnetic variation given in Figure 28 is 20 degrees east. Magnetic courses and distances are indicated in the en route low altitude chart for the remaining legs to be calculated. Mourne intersection to Roseburg VOR, 287 degrees, 19 miles. Roseburg VOR to North Bend Vortac, 272 degrees, 38 miles, and North Bend Vortac to Eugene Vortac, 026 degrees, 59 miles. The ground speed calculation for the first leg between Mourne intersection and the Roseburg VOR can now be done using either an electronic calculator or using an E6B or equivalent. The wind needs to be converted to magnetic. This is done by subtracting 20 degrees east variation from the winds aloft given, resulting in a magnetic wind value of 200 degrees, 15 knots. Using an E6B or equivalent, the wind dot needs only be marked once. After rotating the plotting wheel so that 200 degrees is opposite the true index, move the sliding card so the grommet is over a convenient speed arc, such as 100. Mark a dot 15 knots up from the grommet on the speed arc center line. Next, rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 287 degrees from Mourne intersection to the Roseburg VOR is underneath the true index. Move the sliding card so the wind dot is under the true airspeed value of 155 knots. Ground speed is now found under the grommet, 153 knots. With a ground speed of 153 knots and a distance from Mourne to Roseburg 19 miles, you can figure out the estimated time en route using a calculator. 19 miles divided by 153 knots times 60 equals 7.45 minutes, or 7 minutes 27 seconds. When calculated times resolve to two decimal places, and the second decimal place is a 5, that value is used. Any number lower than 5 in the second decimal place is rounded down, and any number greater than 5 is rounded up. The distance for the next leg, from the Roseburg VOR to the North Bend Vortac along Victor 121, is indicated in Figure 31 as 38 miles. Both figure 31 and figure 28 indicate a magnetic course for that leg of 272 degrees. Rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 272 degrees is now opposite the true index. Move the sliding card so the true airspeed of 155 knots is now opposite the wind dot. The ground speed read under the grommet is 148 knots. With a ground speed of 148 knots and a distance of 38 miles, the time en route is calculated as 15.4 minutes, or 15 minutes, 24 seconds for the route from the Roseburg VOR to the North Bend Vortac. The next and last leg that requires calculation is from the North Bend Vortac to the Eugene Vortac. Figure 31 indicates the distance is 59 miles. Figure 31 also indicates a magnetic course of 026 degrees. So, 026 degrees is now set opposite the true index. The card is then slid so that the wind dot is opposite the true airspeed of 155 knots, and the ground speed is read under the grommet, 169 knots. With a ground speed of 169 knots and a distance of 59 miles, the estimated time en route is calculated as 20.9 minutes, or 20 minutes, 54 seconds, rounded up to 21 minutes. When entered in the flight log, the estimated time en route values for each segment given and calculated are Medford to Merley, given 11 minutes. Merley intersection to Mourne intersection, calculated 16 minutes. Mourne intersection to the Roseburg VOR, calculated 7 minutes. Roseburg VOR to North Bend Vortac, calculated 15 minutes. North Bend Vortac to Eugene Vortac, calculated 21 minutes. Eugene Vortac to approach and landing, given 10 minutes. Total time, 80 minutes. 80 minutes equals 1 hour, 20 minutes, estimated time en route, the value entered in Block 10 of the flight plan.